It's getting about that time of year that we'll start seeing holiday cards, Christmas cards, with all the creatures dwelling in harmony together, like the wolf and the lamb from our text from Isaiah. Or maybe you've seen it in stained glass windows. A heartwarming image, no doubt, but rooted right here in Isaiah's promise of what God will do when he makes all things new in Christ, which has already happened, which is yet to happen, and what is also happening right now in the gospel of Jesus. We see this picture from Isaiah of a wolf laying down contentedly, peacefully with a lamb, dwelling as friends, as fellow creatures of the true and living God. And not only them, but also a leopard and a young goat, a young cow and a lion. All of these animals that are often predator and meal, dwelling together in safety and in companionship. And then there's this little addendum, a little child shall lead them. Another unexpected ray of light and hope and peace coming through a young child. And of course, as Christians, we know who this Prince of Peace is. During Advent, we await his coming again, just as he has already come and continues to come, as Deacon Tom said to our Sunday schoolers, that he already dwells richly in our hearts by faith. What Isaiah gives us a picture of is of a new normal. That it won't be unusual for these predatory beasts with teeth and claws to be laying down beside those younglings that they used to snatch away from the flock. They'll be dwelling together. In fact, there's this image of lions eating straw. Can you imagine that? Plant-based lions eating plants instead of meat. This is a turnaround from violence into harmony, from threat into a personal peace. We lit the candle this morning for peace. And as we light it, we also believe that God has also extinguished the flame of anger and retribution and retaliation in Christ. Today just happens to be December 7th, 2025, just exactly 84 years after the bombing of Pearl Harbor. The person that led one of the squadrons to Hawaii to bomb and start that world war was a man by the name of Mitsuo Fuchida. He led these bombers into Pearl Harbor and bombed American troops and ships and even civilians, and went back to Japan as a national hero for his work there in the war and starting the war. An American heard about this, named Jacob DeShazer. He volunteered for the United States Air Force and became a bomber and a pilot for retribution, and he helped lead the Doolittle Raid, where they flew over Japan and they had a retaliatory strike. He happened to run out of fuel, and so he had to keep going in the same direction, so he flew over China. He landed in China, where he was captured by Japanese troops. He was brought back to Japan, and he spent 4 years in a Japanese prison camp, where he was tortured, where he was in solitary confinement, and alone, as I said, for about 4 years. during his time in prison, and I haven't read enough about his story to find out how this happened, but he got a hold of a Bible. And he started reading the New Testament, and he heard the teachings of Jesus that said, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. And so he literally did that. He started to tell the prison guards, I'm praying for you. These same people that tortured him in the prison, that actually had a huge impact on the prison guards, who thought, what on earth is going on? This person is not your typical prisoner of war. After the war, Jacob went back to the United States. He told his story. He went back to Japan, and he released a pamphlet that he distributed through Japan. And Mitsuo Fuchida read the pamphlet. The pilot that I mentioned earlier that led a squadron to bomb the American troops, he read the Bible. He came to faith in Christ. He traveled around Japan and talked about the transformation that he went under because of the gospel. They actually toured the United States together, both Jacob and Mitsuo, and Europe, telling their story of how God changed these wolves into lambs, dwelling together as companions and as brothers in Christ. This is the light of Christ's peace. This is the kind of peace that we know the world cannot give. You and I, as believers, as the church of Christ, where else are they going to hear about this peace that transcends political differences and transcends nationalism or whatever divides us? When in Jesus, we have that which unites. I think this text also should make us pause and ask ourselves, in what way am I thinking in a wolfish way? How is my heart still like the heart of a wolf? How am I aggressive, or how am I vindictive, or how am I prone to anger? Or perhaps ask ourselves how we are sheepish, how we live in fear and anxiety, sometimes and oftentimes needlessly, because we are anchored and we are rooted in Christ. Jesus, this little child that will ultimately lead those 12 disciples and the church, this little child will lead us to pray, deliver us from evil. Deliver us from the anger in our hearts, the retribution, the anxiety, and the fear. Transform us from wolves into lambs, and companions and brothers and sisters in Christ. And notice, by the time Isaiah has this vision, it is a new normal. Jesus comes back and he says, I will make all things new. And it's hard to imagine, but that when God recalibrates our hearts and our minds according to his gospel, that our new way of thinking, our new normal, is one where we see each other not as enemies, but as siblings, as royal daughters and sons of the Most High. And so our new normal is to offer forgiveness instead of retaliation. Our new normal is to offer a listening ear instead of an accusing, shouting voice. Our new normal is to protect the vulnerable and the innocent, not to defend our pride. Jesus, this little one who grows up into a king, actually he is the infant king, will also call us to live as citizens of this new earth, this new heaven and earth that he is reshaping and molding into his image. And so when we come to Christ's table this morning, we come as wolves and lambs, as calves and lions, all together, God's fellow creatures that he has transformed to be creatures and siblings and family. At Christ's table, we start living that new normal right here, right now. And so we pray, even so. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.